Okay, you were listening to the Plesmonauts with Jingle Bells. Before that, we heard the Papini Sisters. Yep, into Christmas. Now you're listening to the Birds. Turn. I am here with Mardell
and Jill Evans today.
Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. What are you educating us about today?
Well, I don't know if we're going to educate you, because we're going to talk about a topic today that a lot of people know a lot about, because a lot of people have houseplants. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people who you would think I would know something about them, but I'm not. And so when Jill lives out the road with us, and when Jill moved in, she's one of those people that has the ability to make any plant look nice within a very short time.
Aww.
She's a houseplant person. And so I said, come on the radio and talk about houseplants with me. So what's your trick, Jill?
Paying attention.
It's true. And that is one of the differences, is that I don't pay much attention. So how do you pay attention?
Well, first, I look at them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in the wintertime, it's a lot easier to look at them because you're looking out the window, enjoying the beautiful
right.
view. And so
right.
I have to look at my houseplants because they're right there.
Mm-hmm. And in the summer, when you're busy,
it's
have
a little harder
yeah.
in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at them, you're just kind of looking for
dead leaves.
Mm-hmm. And you take them off?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. It's called preening.
Preening.
Which is different than pruning.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the thing is that that's one of the reasons why some people's plants look really nice, because they don't have dead leaves. And that also, once a plant starts to lose its foliage on the bottom part of the leaves, it's really hard, or on the bottom part of the stems, I should say, it's really hard to get them to come back. Certain plants, like I think of my Martha Washington geraniums or something like that. So if you continually keep them pruned or preened, they look better. And then at some point, you actually do prune them, right?
Yes, usually in the spring,
mm-hmm.
because that will, when you prune them, they will grow.
That's yeah. kind of a signal to say
yes.
grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you prune them in the winter, I mean they'll grow,
mm-hmm.
but not as fast.
And you probably don't want them, because plants rest in yes. the winter, basically. And so, so how do you prune them as such, or cut them back? I mean, do you have any? Yeah,
There's no trick to it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just, if they're really big, I really cut them back, and
mm-hmm.
then they will.
And they'll just
put out
grow
a
again.
Lot of new growth.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when they put out new growth, like babies,
oh.
you have to separate those.
Right. So different plants are certainly going to grow differently.
Right.
You know?
They reproduce differently.
Yeah, that's right. And
yeah.
so, for example, African violet isn't one. African violet is one that just keeps putting out new babies, and
yeah.
you need to separate them out.
Yeah, otherwise they'll get too crowded.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas a coleus, that needs to be pruned back if you want it to stay bushy. So, yeah, different plants are certainly have different growth habits, and you have to deal with them in different ways. So what about watering? What do you do for watering?
I just check on them every other day. I mean, mm-hmm. I stick my finger in the soil and see which ones need water.
That often? Every mm-hmm. other day?
That's what I say, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the wood stove going, they do tend to dry
yes.
out
mm-hmm.
more quickly.
Mm-hmm. And again, when we were talking about this earlier, when you refine that, she says, I check them every day, but I don't necessarily water, or every other day, I don't necessarily water every plant, because
mm-hmm.
different plants need different amounts of water. Mm-hmm. I almost killed my mother-in-law's tongue, is
yeah.
that the name of it?
Yeah. Yeah, pointy one.
Yeah, and because I watered it the same as the rest of my plants, and it can't handle that. And aloe vera is another one that I almost killed by overwatering, because it doesn't need as much. So checking them, and you do it by how?
Sticking your finger in. Yes, but it also helps to know which plants like to be dry.
Yeah,
like
that's
just
right.
do a little research on
mm-hmm.
your houseplants, which
yeah.
houseplants you have, and which ones require more water, which ones like being dry.
Right. And so actually Hoya is a common one. Some of the plants I have, some of the plants that like to stay dry is Hoya, mother-in-law's tongue, which I mentioned, any of the succulents and cactuses. The cactuses, yeah, they do not. And so aloe vera, which is a common one that a lot of people have, falls in that category. They don't mind drying out, not drying out to die, but drying out to not constantly have their feet wet. Which, speaking of aloe vera, if you don't have an aloe vera plant, it certainly is a smart one to have in the house. I use it all the time for little cuts and scrapes or...
For your smoothie.
Oh, you put it in your smoothie? You drink it?
I scoop the insides out.
The kind of the gelatinous part.
The gelatinous part.
Yeah. And I use that for any time I have a sore, or I find it's one of the best healing things. It will overnight, if I put it on, overnight it heals most things. It's incredibly fast-acting healer for my body. I don't know if it is that way for everybody. So.
And the more you use it, the more babies it shoots off. So if you need one, I have plenty.
It's true. We were actually speaking of babies. Another plant that does this, I call this the zucchini of houseplants, is the spider plant.
Yes.
Oh, man. If you grow that plant, you will certainly have babies to give away or throw away. Okay, so those are kind of the ones that like to be, and there's many that like to be dry. So like Jill said, the important thing is do a little bit of research and find out if you are overwatering your plant. Because another thing about watering is you water a plant from the bottom. How do you do that?
And
African violet?
Yeah, it's African violets I water from the bottom because they do not like water on their leaves.
So you have them sitting in a bowl or something, and you just...
Or a plate, or something that can hold water.
Yep. And so the pot, the bottom of the pot is actually sitting in there, and it soaks it up through the holes in the bottom of the pot. Okay. And so if you are going to water African violets from the top, make sure you don't get it on the leaves, because that's what they don't really like. So, and, you know, that is humidity. If you read... online about taking care of houseplants, that's something that's talked about a lot, is that houseplants want and need humidity. I think the truth of the matter, even those of us who have wood heat where it gets dry in the winter, I still think our climate is humid enough that that doesn't seem to be too big of a problem here.
Right.
Our plants stay pretty humid. But they did, online, it did say something that made sense to me is that when you have plants growing together, they put off their own, their respiration, they put off their own moisture. And so when you plant plants together, you're creating a little humid spot there, kind of. So that's an advantage of having them together. So what about lighting? Do you turn your plants?
Yes.
So they're in a window.
Yeah, well, I only turn them maybe... every other week, as soon as they start reaching for the light. I mean, in the wintertime, of course, they're going to reach for the light because there's not much, but
Which
keep turning them.
Certainly, that is a sign that the plant's not getting enough light,
right.
The fact that it's reaching for the light. But if you have a plant in front of the window, it's going to do that. I mean, it's, and so turning it just means that it's going to grow more even. And that's probably another one of the reasons that your plants look better than mine is I may turn mine like every 3 weeks or so, and so, and then I turn it again, and so I think that doing it more regularly just makes the plant more balanced and more even looking.
More straight.
So, again, one of those things that paying attention to your plants makes a difference.
But also, if you don't have windows that get a lot of light, you can do LED lights.
Right. So you have LED lights
I
that
do.
You're using, and what do you have growing under yours right now?
Actually, I kept my peppers going from this summer, and I am still getting
You're still
a
eating
lot
red,
of peppers.
Beautiful peppers. Yeah.
Peppers, tomatoes. Yeah. I got lettuce growing, cilantro.
So one of the things that technology has brought us is LED lights, which make it affordable to do that. At one point, especially with the prices of electricity out the road, they were going to be really expensive peppers or lettuce if you were going to grow them under lights. But now that there's LED, they really take way, way less electricity, and it makes it affordable to set up. And also the lights are different. You can, I've got one that I can do a 3 by 6 foot space. You can grow a lot of food in a 3 by 6 foot space. And so check in with me this spring. This is going to be my first winter of actually trying to grow. I'm going to grow lettuce and cilantro because those are things that I do. But I am very envious of Jill's peppers. I go down there and she's got beautiful red peppers in December.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And so did you dig up the plant or was the plant in
a
pot all along?
No, I actually have them in my greenhouse. So I converted my greenhouse to winterize it. So
okay.
It's got in-floor heating. So that helps a lot. So
yeah.
Having the heat and the light, my peppers are going crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still getting Brussels sprouts and kale
outside.
out of my greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's you can pick. What about leeks? Did you leave your leeks in the ground?
I didn't plant leeks.
Oh, you didn't plant leeks. Okay. That's another one that's a crop that you can leave outside and harvest all winter. So, so speaking of lighting, another one that you could put under lights is herbs. Basil. A lot of people don't know that you can take a cutting off of basil and start it. They love to grow from cuttings. And that, so if you have a basil plant in the winter or in the summer rather, and you want to keep one going for the winter, because they kind of get woody and gangly. And so if you cut off, do a cutting and let it root again, you can start that plant and have that in the winter. Again, you need lights because basil will not do very good in a windowsill in the winter. But if you have it under lights, it's happy. So what about fertilizing? Do you fertilize at all?
I definitely don't fertilize in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
They need rest.
Yes, they need rest. And you don't want a lot of growth in the winter. You want them to slow down.
I guess the one thing, the one plant that I do fertilize in the winter is African violets. There's this African violet food that you use just a few tiny little granules in your water. And because I am a person that doesn't remember how often I do it every time I water. You do it every other time or something
every other week.
Every other week. And if your African violets don't like to bloom, this will probably help. Makes all the difference.
So that is one thing that I do fertilize. Mm-hmm. And African violets are great for not having a lot of light either. They don't really like the indirect light. Or they like the indirect light, not direct light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So that's another thing that you can look at when you look at watering, which plants like to be dry and which ones like to be wet. Look at their light needs. If they need direct lighting or indirect lighting. It's like when you walk into a business, sometimes I'm in awe that I think these plants are fake. And I walk up and it's like, oh, this is a real plant.
Yeah.
There are some plants that can live with very little light and very indirect kind of lighting. So
maybe they just acclimate themselves to it or something.
So I wanted to talk also about being root-bound. That's another thing that you can look up and find out, that there are some plants that like to be root-bound. So we've been talking about African violets a lot. That's one.
Yeah. African violets are actually, they have a really small root system, so you can actually keep them in very small pots.
Yeah, and so, in fact, when I was reading about it, they said that it's more detrimental to an African violet if you do transplant it. Versus just leaving it in the pot being root-bound. So there's a couple reasons why some plants like to be root-bound. One is that it's more detrimental to a plant if you do transplant it. And then I found this interesting. Aloe and spider plants, they think they're in crisis if they have lots of space. And so they put off tons of shoots. Whereas if they are in a tighter space.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to put off as many baby shoots. So, and then also I wanted to say one more thing about this whole thing of plants being root bound. If you have a Christmas cactus, which many of us do, or a peace lily, they will only bloom if stressed. So if you have a plant that doesn't have many, is not root bound, you may not get as many blooms on it. So, and one final thing, we asked at a party last night, what's your most important words of wisdom about houseplants. And one of the answers I loved, she said, non-attachment.
That's hard for me. I get attached to my plants.
That's true. And many of us do get attached. So I thought that was a great answer to it, is to stay non-attached, because there's always another houseplant that you can fill that pot with.
Oh, but none like the babies we've got. Come on.
It's true. So,
well, thank you so much.
Happy houseplants. And
happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you.
I will not be here for the next 3 weeks, but
and I will not be either. So yeah, we've got a whole bunch of interesting things planned for the garden conference
conversation.
Stories, some pre-recorded things.
Oh, that's right.
So
okay.
Stay tuned.
That's right.
I'll not be here for a while, but the garden conversation will be.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We have Jill and Mardell with the garden conversation.